you learn something new every day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my extremely dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Elsa's on the board today, and Elsa's also part of what we're going to be talking about today, so expect her to contribute, even though she's not an official guest. Okay, Elsa? All right. You're going to have to talk louder than that, you know. She's not used to being on the air. She's used to being behind the scenes, but going to get you involved today. Today on the show, I'm very pleased to welcome our career technical education teacher on special assignment, Mr. Eric Mickelson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here again. Absolutely. We did this last year. It's been a year already. Wow. And two of our career technical education ambassadors, Mercy Calvo. She is a senior in the Desert Hot Springs Digital Arts and Digital Media Pathway. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. And Mr. Anthony Salazar, and he's a junior in the Cafe Culinary Academy at Rancho Marsh High School. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Eric, you've been in your current capacity only a couple years, but how long have you been with Palm Springs Unified?
Next year will be year 20 for me.
Wow.
So, yeah,
congratulations.
I was 12 when I started.
Yeah, of course today. You were. Me too. I'm on 18 this year. So before you were in your current role, mm-hmm. what did you do?
I was a teacher in the district. In this district, I was at the elementary level. I was at Cathedral City Elementary and Catherine Finchie Elementary before coming to the district.
Gifted and talented program, right?
Yes, that's what I was brought down to the district for initially, and then they found some other things for me to do. And currently it's career tech ed.
And how are you enjoying that so far?
It's been my favorite part of my 20 years here.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
I always like to hear that because sometimes people make moves and they're like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Like, we had principals that moved to the district office and they were there for a year or two. They went back.
Mm-hmm.
They missed the kids, you know, so everything's not for everybody.
Right.
So I'm glad that you're happy with the move. And I know that everyone is happy with you and what you've done.
Thank you.
In just a couple of years. And
a big part of it is the last couple of years I have been able to get time with students, working with high school students.
Cool.
And that has been, you know, that's what's made the job great.
So. Yeah, so let's start with the NewsPeg, which is an upcoming event that everyone will want to come to. It is called the CTE, which stands for Career Technical Education Student Showcase, Programs, Projects, and Promise. And it is on Thursday, May 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Palm Springs Air Museum. It is 100% free of charge. And you will not want to miss this. This is the third one coming up.
Yes.
And the first one was great, and last year was even better. And I'm assuming that this year will be even better than that because, you know, you take what works and you tweak it, and then you improve upon it. And this event is just, it's really great. You get a snapshot of what all of our career academies are doing at all of our high schools. They all have a project that they present. There's judging. You pick the best ones. They're all fabulous. I don't know how the judges actually are able to pick the best ones. But you get if you wonder, you know, I've heard of these career academies, but I don't really understand what they are, come and see. And then while you're walking around, you also get to sample food from our Cafe Academy, Anthony is a part of, at Rancho Mirage High School. And they try to do theme things, right? So they, you know, get creative with the names and with the dishes, and it's really, really cool. So now that I told them everything they need to know, Eric, tell us more.
Sure. For those not familiar with it, the career academies at our high schools are programs where students learn about career opportunities in a particular industry, whether that be automotive or culinary or business or public safety. We have 9 of them throughout the district, full-on academies, and then about 5 or 6 pathways as well. And what the event is on the 16th is a showcase of what all of those programs do. And what I'm really proud of with this event is that it's an event that is planned, organized, and run by students. Because I feel that the best spokespeople for our programs are the students themselves, because they're the ones that are actually in there doing the work, getting the experiences, and can speak to it much better than any of us can. So that's why I really am excited to have the opportunity here to have a couple of the kids talk about it as well.
And we'll talk a little bit more after we talk about this particular event about the ambassador program, because
sure.
It's really exciting. But so we have three ambassadors here, two officially and one who is running our board and is one of the interns for data and for me, which I'm very fortunate to have. Elsa is one of my, this is the second year. Second year. I've been doing a great job working on the radio show and podcast. But so Mercy, what is your role in preparing for the expo specifically?
So preparing for the expo, I'm in charge of public relations. I have spoken to several of the local like city councils, and
excellent.
Because we do want like very important people to show up to our event and help us. Well, we want them to know what the schools are doing in each of the cities, because every school has a few academies that they focus on. And we want them to know that in the schools from their city, there's big things that the students are doing.
Excellent. And you know that I'm here to help you if you need any help with, because that's what I do. So it's very cool that you're doing it, though. I love that. But, you know, anything that I can do to help, and, you know, I'll push out to get the press there, too. So, but, you know, you inviting the city council people and the community people, that's awesome. So very important job. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's very fun. You get to meet a lot of different and interesting people and important people, so I feel very special sometimes.
And it's kind of related to what you want to do for a living, huh? You want to go into broadcast journalism, is that right?
Yes, I do, and that is the pathway that I am in at my school with Jamie O'Neill.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's a former newspaper editor. Do you know that?
Yeah, she's
magazine.
Spoken to us about it before.
Maybe it's magazine.
I think it was newspaper.
Line. I don't.
Oh no, I think it was a magazine.
Yeah, and maybe I don't know what she did before that, but I've known Jamie that long since before
too.
She came to the district. Yeah, so she's. She's wonderful, and I know she took a year off and worked for Digicom, and now she's back.
She was very missed during that year that she took off.
I'm sure. I'm sure she was, and good for you guys that she's back, because she really contributes a lot to Desert Hot Springs High School.
She really does. I think since she's been back, since she took that year off, we lost a few students, and she's working on rebuilding the program. So this showcase is actually very important to her and for the pathway, because we want to rebuild it for the upcoming 2019-2020 school year. And I know I won't be there, but I wish her the best of luck.
Excellent. We'll talk to you a little later about what your plans are for after high school. But one more question for you while we're on this topic. Flew out of my head. Darn it. See? Don't get old, okay? Because this is what happened. I interrupt people when something pops into my head, because if I don't, or I don't have a pen to write down what I wanted to say, I totally forget. I'll remember. I'll get back to you. Okay, Anthony, you what's your role in the event coming up?
My role is with the food, obviously, since I'm in culinary.
Right.
A lot with the we have an intern both on the front of house and on the back of house, which is like the customer service part, like your waiters and waitress, and then the back of the house being your cooks.
Right.
I'm more on the front of the house, so I'll be the one who will be taking care of all the people that were on the front, the ones that you'll be seeing.
Every week, the custodian comes in while we're doing this show, and I always forget to lock the door. Okay, so ignore the noise in the background. Go ahead.
So that's something I do is focus on the food and the way it looks and the way it's presented. And I work a lot with the food production intern for the back of the house. Her name's Victoria Lapuza. And we work together on the menu and the way the food production works.
So can you give us a, or you might not know yet, because, you know, those of you who are regular listeners know we record a little in advance, and so we're actually, you know, a little far ahead here than the actual event of today's show. But do you have any idea yet of, like, you know, what the food item's going to be? Like,
We're going to be focusing a lot of our famous items that we do, which is, like, the shooters, little shot glasses that are filled with, like, sampler foods. We're going to have some taco shooters, brownie shooters, berry shooters, all sorts of different... We're having lots of different foods along with the wings and about 7 different drinks and lemonades.
Wow, I'm hungry.
Will there be vegetarian options?
We have vegetarian and vegan options.
Excellent. See, something for everybody. That's great. Now, do you have a... Is this considered, because all of our career academy students have internships at some point, junior and or senior year, right, Eric?
Yes.
Okay, so is this considered your internship? Because I know you also get credit for being an ambassador, and we'll get a better picture of that in a few minutes. But is this your internship, both of you guys?
It can be considered as our internship.
Are you doing another internship?
Not currently. Next year I am planning to do an internship with the Marriott, though.
Ha! Yay. That's great. I posted a couple of pictures that Mr. Cable sent me. Is it Cable?
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Cable sent me of the interns at the Marriott. It got a lot of action. Everybody loved those pictures, and they looked like they were having a really good time. And,
oh, yeah. They love it there.
And yeah. Well, that's, you know what? I lived in the desert for, I've been here for almost 30 years, and the beginning of my career, I worked for a local weekly newspaper and went to black tie dinners every week because I covered them. And so I've been to all the hotels and seen all of their, you know, banquet facilities. And Marriott's Desert Springs, to me, is the most impressive. First of all, it's contemporary. Like, I'm not really into the old stuff. You know, like, the Ritz is beautiful, but it's not modern. Like, Desert Springs is just beautiful. It's modern. Plus, they have the largest facilities. They can, you know, they always have the really, really big events there because they can do over 1,000 people and most of the places can't. And they're just very classy. And so I think you'll enjoy your internship there.
Thank you.
Good luck. And Mercy, are you going to be doing another internship? Or did you, I should say, because you're a senior.
Well, this is my current ongoing internship, but I was working for a while at the Wendy's in Rancho Mirage as a cashier. And since I am very involved in school, I basically live at my school. So
yeah, you can't do everything. It's
you can't do everything. And I think that's one of the reasons why I might miss high school was because I was very involved. So I'm very happy to graduate, but I know I will look back at the memories and enjoy them.
It's a mixed bag, right?
Yeah.
Elsa, this is your second year as a ambassador, right?
No, this is my first year.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I guess it's because I've seen your picture all over the place this year. I just assumed that this was your second year. Eric, is it a one-year deal or some of them do it for two?
This year, all of my interns are first year.
Okay.
But in the last year, I had some second years. So this year we started
with a
whole new
group. So some of the juniors, like Anthony, are you going to do this again next year?
I'm going to try.
But you can't get credit for it 2 years, right?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, cool. So, Elsa, what's your role as far as the showcase goes?
I'm in charge of, like, taking photos, making videos to, like, more press and the scrapbook that we're making. And also I'm making a video for the showcase so we can put it around the walls.
So like a loop?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be like a slideshow?
No, it's an actual video that's going to be playing throughout.
Okay. And did I saw a video.
Yeah. Last year, Emily Garcia from the Data Academy was our video technology intern, and she did a video showcase where she interviewed the superintendent.
Yeah.
She interviewed one
Jim
of our
Pfeffer.
Directors. Yeah, Jim Pfeffer. And it was a great video.
Really was, and it got shown to the Board of Education
yeah.
a few weeks ago, and it was really excellent.
Great.
Very top quality, and really showed what the event was about. So
yeah.
That's
so
great.
What I've tasked Elsa with this year is to not only do that, but to also create a video for us documenting our process and getting ready for the showcase. So
oh,
she's
I
been
love
interviewing
that.
The other interns. She's been you know, sort of keeping photographs and video clips of things that we've done throughout the year so that she can compile that into something that kind of documents the entire year, not just the showcase.
How exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, make sure, Eric, when that's done, and you can wait till after your event if you'd like, because I'm sure you want to unveil it there, but make sure I get a copy so I can, or access to it so I can post it everywhere.
Absolutely.
I love to do that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KGX and KWXY, and our guests are here from our Career Technical Education Department, our Career Tech Ed Teacher on Special Assignment, Eric Mickelson, and three, because Elsa's doing double duty here. Three of our Career Technical Education Ambassadors from Desert Hot Springs, Rancho Mirage, and Cathedral City High School. So we got almost all bases covered.
Almost.
But the ambassador program, you have that, you have interns from all of our high schools, right? So Palm Springs also?
Yes. This year I have 16 interns, 4 from each of our comprehensive high schools. And what's nice this year is each one of our programs is represented by at least one student.
That's really great. Each of the academies, mm-hmm. and pathways.
Yes.
That's really great. And I want to give another plug for the upcoming event that everyone will want to go to. It's the CTE Student Showcase Programs, Projects, and Promise. I like the name. And you will be able to see student work from all of our career high school academies and pathways and have great food. And it's at the Palm Springs Air Museum. So guess what? You also get to see the Air Museum, and you're allowed to walk around. Like, you don't have to stay in the hangar that the event's in. They let you wander around, and you don't have to pay. So there's another bonus. And, you know, when you come, I mean, I'm so impressed. When you get there, you're going to have students from our Public Safety Academy at Desert Hot Springs High School showing you where to park and directing you in. And it's usually hot that day, and these kids, they're working really hard, and then you come in and you're greeted by our ambassadors in the green jackets, and they're gonna, you know, scan your, you're supposed to go online and register, and I think they'll let you in anyway if you don't.
Sure.
But they like to get an idea of who's coming, and plus then your name will be there. It'll be a lot easier. So go to PSUSD Academy Expo 2019.eventbrite.com and you can register right there, and then you can show your thingamajig thing. What's that called? A scan.
QR code.
Thank you. Yeah. QR code and get you right in. Yeah. I'm behind the times, you guys, when it comes to this technology stuff. I still print everything out. Can't help myself. I know you guys don't. It's all on my phone, right? I can't get into it. But anyway, so this is going to be a really fabulous event. You'll walk around and you'll get a sampling of what all of our career academies are about. They're all going to have a project that they're showcasing, and then they're going to be judged by various people. Who are the judges? You don't have to be specific, but
yeah, we usually try to make the judging panel a mixture of people who are involved in education, you know, directors and assistant superintendents from the district or administrators from sites. And then the other part of the judging panel are people from business and the community, because we really want to make sure that the projects that we're working on in these career academies have real life relevance to the industry sectors that they're representing. So, you know, you want to make sure that the project is something that would make sense to business partners in terms of a problem that they would want to solve.
Right. So these ambassadors / interns have been, they're busy with this project right now, but that's far from the only thing they've done all year. So what have some of the other projects that they've worked on?
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is year 3 of this program. The first year, it was pretty much all getting ready for this big showcase. But then starting in year 2, the interns started getting a little bit of attention from other departments. Other people were noticing them at the events. Who are those kids in those green jackets doing such a great job? So what ended up happening was I started getting requests from other departments to have the students helping out at some of their events as well. And that's snowballed. There's been a lot of work for them. We've done work with our science TOSAs. The students helped out at the STEAM event that happened a week or two ago. We do a lot of work with Mandy Gonzalez, who is our EL coordinator. She does a lot of evening events for students and parents. And my interns come in and do presentations. Both
that's
in
where
English
I've
and,
seen Elsa's picture all of.
Yeah, they do the presentations in English and Spanish. We've done a lot of events with Ruby Rivera and the Parent Center. So it's become, they're busy. They're busy doing things. But the great thing about it is the more they do, the better they get. And they seem to be enjoying it.
So, Mercy, what other events have you been involved in this year?
That have to do with the...
The ambassador program.
Ambassador yeah. program. The first event we did was the Agua Caliente, the
Champions
of Excellence. And that's where we got to meet like all of the other interns that we hadn't met before. Mm-hmm. And that was a very fun experience, especially because the guest speaker was Roy Juarez Jr.
Was great,
and
yeah.
he had one of the most heartwarming stories yeah. ever. And then other than that, we've also done the language nights. And I've helped translate for those, and I've also presented for My Pathway. And I think it's very useful because there are students who are not perfected in the English language, and they don't know the opportunities and options that are there for them. And I think that we help them realize that they're not alone and that there is help for them, and that they can also join academies and be a part of something greater than them.
You're very well spoken, Mercy.
Thank you.
what do you feel you've gotten out of the this ambassador program this year?
I feel that I have gotten out, like, I've gotten to use my bilingual skills, so that's pretty great, because then that makes me realize that I think that makes me appreciate my native language, because I did start speaking Spanish first. So it makes me appreciate Spanish even more, because that means that I can help other people with being bilingual. And then I feel like it's gotten me to meet a lot of new interesting people. So there's also that, and that I'm able to talk to more people and be more social. So it's helped with my social skills as well.
Excellent. And what are your plans after high school?
After high school, I plan to either to attend a university, and I will be studying broadcast journalism there, and I hope to go into that as a career.
Excellent. You know, you don't know where you're going yet?
It's still in between Dominguez Hills and Cal State Northridge.
Excellent.
So those are my two options, but right now I am leaning a little bit more towards Northridge.
My daughter went to Northridge. Great school.
They have one of the best journalism programs,
yes, they
from
do.
What I have heard.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. So, Anthony, have you been involved in the same activities as Mercy this year?
Yeah, we're both very involved with the programs and all the events that we do. We have a lot of events, probably, I'd say, about 3 to 4 a month.
Wow.
Sometimes a little bit more than that. So.
And they're not during the school day either. Like, once in a while they are, but
right.
a lot of them are after
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, a lot of
huh?
them are after hours, after school, where we end up going there and then we volunteer ourselves to put these programs on events and then go home afterwards.
Wow, that's great. And what have you gotten out of it?
I've learned a lot of skills on how to like present myself better and how to teach other people about my academy, my school. And I've really enjoyed talking to the eighth graders at our Language for Real Knife events. And also we did a eighth grade road show where we went to the middle schools and we talked to, we showed all the eighth graders, all the academies, pathways, every option that they have for high school. So I really like seeing the eighth graders getting excited for what they can do in high school.
That's great. And you know what? You guys obviously are not afraid of public speaking. And I'm sure that this program has helped foster that. And you got, you know, a leg up on your colleagues in college, because you're going to have to do a lot of it. And it's second to, I think, death. Fear of public speaking is like number two in what people are really afraid of. And speaking of that, I've seen tremendous growth in Miss Elsa here from when she joined me as an intern last year to where she is now. She's much more assertive and more comfortable expressing herself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and do you attribute that to a lot of it to this program?
Yeah, because you have to talk to a lot of new people like in each event and introduce them to everyone, and you talk to a lot of administrators and teachers.
Yeah, and so, you know, Eric, kudos to you, because this is it's a fabulous program.
Thank you.
And I know that you know, just took an idea and ran with it, and it's expanded. And
yeah, I did, because I felt, first of all, that I wanted all of our events and activities to be student run. And to get there, you need to have students who can speak well. And so I also figured, no matter what area they go into beyond high school, beyond college, they're going to need to know how to speak well. They're going to need to know how to work on a team. They're going to need to know how to put an event together. They're going to need to know how to put a presentation together. So we practice all of those things. And it's fun for me, because I see the growth, you know, it just happens so fast. And it's really, a lot of it is just practice makes perfect, right? You know, and then I give them tips where I can. But I've been, with this group in particular, I've been very, very proud of how they've done this year.
I can understand why. So are all the kids involved in all the events, or do they divide and conquer, or what?
No, I have a short list of events that are required for them. Mm-hmm. Basically, those are the events that I'm responsible for. They all have to go to those, and there are only three of those. The Champions of Excellence, which Mercy referenced, the eighth grade roadshow event that Anthony referenced, and then of course our showcase that we've been talking about. Those are the three events that are required. Everything else, we have a calendar, we have a Google Classroom, and I put announcements out on there saying we have this coming up on this date. These are the times, this is the place, this is what they expect of you, who's going. And credit to them, I always get students signing up for everything that we do. So that's how it works.
That's great. That's, well, if you want an A in the class, you kind of need to step up.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. They don't like the look on my face when, you know, not too many people sign up for something.
Right.
So, but.
But it sounds like it's not too much of a chore. It sounds like you guys have enjoyed it, right? Yeah, they're all nodding. It's radio; they can't see you.
Yeah, it's a very fun experience, because you do get to talk and meet different people. So it's not much of a job, more something that like you can actually enjoy at the same time that you're doing it.
What do they say for the Army? It's not a job; it's an adventure. Was that the Army or the Navy?
It was one of those.
And I'm dating myself too, because I don't think I've heard that in years. But they used to say, have a commercial, it's not just a job; it's an adventure. That's a good tagline for you.
Absolutely.
Guys. Okay, so the CTE Student Showcase 2019 is coming up in about a month from now, Thursday, May 16th, from 4 to 7 at the Palm Springs Air Museum, which is right on Gene Autry in Palm Springs. And it's free, but do sign up if you can. Go to PSUSD Academy Expo 2019.eventbrite.com and just put your name in there, and you'll get one of those QR codes. That's what it's called, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm looking forward to seeing our young interns in their green jackets, and I'll take a group photo like I always do, and it's going to be a fabulous event. So thank you for being here, and knock 'em dead. Eric, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, Joan, for supporting us always.
You bet. And next week, our guest will be our Director of Secondary Curriculum and Instruction, Duncan McCullough. And our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY and KGX. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Elsa. We'll see you next week.